Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Things brings us back around to having another conversation or two or three or four a year. The win-win situation, thinking every day about what's going on and trying to communicate that to you. That's our job here on the DJV program. Jennifer's connection is Kaputsky today. Victoria is here. Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen at controls in our studio in Washington. I'm forced to have a glower. The look, the feel. I have was making arrangements to do the program for a few days in Cuba, to go to various places in Cuba to do the program, because they're just now sort of getting into the 21st century with their technology.
Thanks for inviting us, by the way.
I see. Well, it's a little expensive, and that's one of the things. One of the things that is lovely about being a small business person is that you have limited access to, sometimes to, what's the right word, opportunity, I guess, much as anything else. So thanks for bringing that to everybody's attention, Victoria. Anyway, when dealing with the Cubans, you got to be careful, because we're dealing with a very backward policy. This is something I'll let you tell the story about what isn't going to be able to happen, at least in the short run. I don't see this as being anything other than pure stupidity on our part, whoever makes these decisions. Just complete stupidity. Like, these people are going to attack us and they're going to ruin us. For God's sakes, if we deal with these damn Chinese and what a bunch of crooks and cowards the communists there are, we're not going to be business
with
Cuba.
We don't have to take a stance against them, but yet Cuba?
Well, yeah, the Saudis are not communists. That's there's a difference. They'll tell you that's a difference. I don't know if we'll all buy them. But anyway,
the Chinese are, and so are the Russians, and that doesn't seem to stop us from being friendly with Putin and friendly with the Chinese, so I don't know. It feels like our policies are a little murky, maybe
inconsistent.
Is the right word.
Inconsistent is the way to put it.
So this story is, the Transportation Department has announced that all U.S. flights to Cuba will be suspended except for those going directly to Havana. And I do not know why Havana is the only exception here, but this notice has been issued. It will ban U.S. airlines from touching down in 9 Cuban airports starting in December. And the popular resort destination of Varadero and the country's second largest city, Santiago de Cuba, they're both banned now. And this was made at the request of Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. He said, quote, "It will further the administration's policy of strengthening the economic consequences to the Cuban regime for its ongoing repression of the Cuban people and its support for Nicolas Maduro in Venezuela." Really, this is about Venezuela. And so the other thing that recently that the government announced is that if you are living here and you have Cuban family, if you are an American citizen or if you have your papers and you are living here and you're sending money back to your family in Cuba, that they're going to put a cap on how much you can send. I still have no idea how that constitutionally can hold up, how you can tell people where you're sending your money and what you're not allowed to do with your own money. I don't understand how they can even say that, and I'm sure that's going to get tied up in court too. But there's definitely been a strong crackdown on all things related to Cuba. Airlines will have a 45-day grace period to finish out service to destinations in Cuba, and American Airlines and JetBlue, they have regular flights to these other cities in Cuba other than Havana. Both of them said that they intend to comply with the new restrictions and cancel those routes. So it looks like if you do have a trip booked, you're fine until maybe even mid to the end of December.
Yeah.
It kind of looks like, you know, this isn't going to be put into place right away.
Yep. Well, it's something that is, American flies out of Miami and Dallas into, I think, four or five different cities. And they have three or four from Miami to Havana. They have, I think, four flights a day.
Yeah.
And from Dallas, I think they have three or four flights a day. And the other, these other cities, but they tie up. I think there's one plane in each of those cities that's devoted. It's only an hour ride.
Yeah, so I was going to say, it's not, forth, can't be a long flight.
No, yeah. It isn't. It's $130 to get there if you book out in advance. It's not, it's just that the American flies a lot into the Caribbean from Miami. It's sort of the non-Hispanic carrier, if you know what I mean, because they're all coming in and out through Miami. At any rate, and JetBlue has expanded rapidly into, and Southwest is now too, into the Caribbean. And thus to, the JetBlue's flying to Lima, Peru, I think there are three or four other places in South America that they're flying to now as well out of Miami. So it's foolishness. Nonsense, 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 nonsense. Let's talk for a moment or two about the death of terrorist leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi and what that means in the sense of understanding one of the most brutal jihadist leaders probably of the post-9/11 era. I'm going to guess, I think we all, if you really look into this guy and what he did, he commanded a lot of the ISIS fighters from all around the world. He had a place in the Middle East that was pretty much off limits for everybody else to go to. His horrific methods of beheading people, killing people, torturing people, his ideology, you know, depending on or trying to get people to buy into the whole business of Islam as a horrible religion, which it's not. But, you know, you can take words and twist them. We all know how you can take words and twist them around to mean whatever you want them to mean. And that's what this guy did. So he's gone, kills his family, cowardly. He's just, but what, you know, one would ask the question, okay, so this guy's gone. How is the vacuum going to be filled? Because that's always been our mistake in the Middle East. When you, you know, you get rid of somebody, okay, so what happens in place of that person? Not that you can find who's the next one and bop them all off, but that'll be the next headline, I think, Victoria. You know, who the next person is to step into the shoes and try to be as miserable a cur as that guy was. So,
this guy had a pretty far reach, too. You know, San Bernardino, California, the terrorist attack there, the terrorist attack that was in Nice in France. Yeah. He was responsible, or at least heavily involved, in all of those attacks. And at one point, he actually had a pretty decent size area in Iraq and Syria. He, you know, he declared himself the leader of the Islamic State there, and it was the size of the UK. So he actually had territory, and which is one of the reasons why critics of Trump's move to pull us out of Syria so quickly. A lot of people said, "Well, wait a second, this is, you know, this caliphate or Islamic State."
So maybe he knew this
was
going to happen. Who knows?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. But it'll be interesting to see. I hope that we are on top of this because, like you said, there's always somebody who's ready to pop right back up. It's like, what's that carnival game, whack-a-mole? It's just like that.
I don't know that one, but
you know, it's like you take the little rubber hammer mallet thing and you smash one of the things down and another one pops up.
Oh,
you've never been to a carnival?
Yeah.
I know it's the same thing.
Congressman John Conyers passed away over the weekend. He was somebody, when I was doing a lot of political stuff on the air, I had on with some regularity. Soft-spoken fellow. He died. He was in the House for way too long. For what, 42 years, I think. He had to leave because he sexually harassed some of his staffers, and that was the end of the line for him. But you think about a guy at 88 who had to be disgraced that way, kind of too bad, but he passed away at the age of 90. Coming up, a really good story about somebody who wins a lottery. It has a lottery ticket, wins some cash. Tell you that story as we continue here on the DJV program, almost 16 past the hour.
Trade Pros. Ferguson is committed to making business with us the easiest part of your day.
Ferguson.com is designed to help run your business from the office to the job site by making your day-to-day activities easier. With 24/7 account access, unmatched online inventory, and on-the-go account management. And with our Pro Plus customer loyalty program, you can earn points with every online purchase, redeemable for merchandise, event tickets, trips, and more. Sign up today at Ferguson.com.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask HomeAdvisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, HomeAdvisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. HomeAdvisor.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
Now's the time to join the Brotherhood of Muscle, because we're offering Dodge Power Dollars, which means for each horsepower, you'll get $10 off your purchase. Roll out in a Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye and get $7,970 off. Maybe you'll take off in a Dodge Charger or tear up the streets in a Durango. Hurry in to your local Dodge dealer now and save. See dealer for details. Offer not available on vehicle leases. Take retail delivery from dealer stock by 10/31/19. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yes, it is the DJV program. So Chicago has been on strike. The teachers there for a couple of weeks, no agreement with the teachers union, but they have a deal with striking school support staff. What is that? Who are the support staff? The people, the guidance counselors and janitor? Who
yeah, a lot of classes have a
teacher's
person.
Aides.
Yeah, teacher's aide. Someone yeah. who... went to school for education but doesn't have a lot of experience, so they help out a bunch of teachers.
Here's something that's helpful. J-Lo and Alex Rodriguez are doing something that's very nice for a school down in Jacksonboro. It's Jacksonboro. Anyway, someplace in Tennessee. Jennifer Lopez, Alex Rodriguez on social media describing a conversation, I guess, this teacher, Brooke Goins, G-O-I-N-S, didn't expect a lot of support that she got. I guess there are a number of children who have food insecurity. It's a real problem in our country right now. There are a lot of children that go 14, 15 million kids a night go to bed hungry. And so apparently the, what do they call these two together? Joe Lowe, Low Row, what are they?
J-Rod, maybe?
J-Rod, that's what it is. Yeah, okay.
J-Lo and A-Rod, yeah. Probably J-Rod.
So, teachers responding to a call for action to help this young boy and his family, and so that's what did. It's kind of nice. It's they donated years' worth of food to the whole school, and that's something that they can do, and it's a good thing that they did do it. Helped out a lot of people. A lot more of that stuff should go on around our country, I think. 21 after the hour.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
He can roll me on the prairie. He can ride me on.
You guys gonna get 23 and change half the hour on the DJV program. Here's fast moving Lyle Lovett. This is good.
I got a 40-gallon Stetson hat with a
38 cowboy man.
We could dance around the outside, baby, till we both fall in. And you can roast me on the prairie, and you can ride me on the plane, and I will be.
Lyle Lovett, inducted into the Austin City Limits Hall of Fame. That's a great place. If you're on an airplane, you want to see this. Or it must be on one of the services, Hulu or Netflix or something. The Austin City Limits, the night in Austin, isn't it? Where do you see that in the first run?
I think there's just a channel on TV that you can watch it on. I've seen it airing before. I don't think it's on any of the streaming services, though.
Oh, it isn't? Okay.
No.
Maybe
anyway,
PBS.
He's
maybe PBS, I think.
I don't know. I won't say no because I don't know for sure. I just know I watch it when I see somebody I want to see. I watch it on the plane. He was honored at the ceremony in Austin over the weekend. Sean Penn made a surprise appearance, calling Lovett a humble maestro and a singular American troubadour during the speech that he gave to induct Lovett into the Hall of Fame. The event featured some performances. Also honored to blues legend Buddy Guy and singer-songwriter Sean Colvin. Did a lot of stuff during the very nice sort of folksy stuff during the 70s. Lovett was born in Klein near Houston, Texas, graduated from Texas A&M before turning to music. Highlights of the ceremony will air on PBS during a special New Year's broadcast. So, what actress was he married to early on?
Julia Roberts.
Julia Roberts.
I didn't know that until today, and I was looking at pictures of them, and I was like, oh, an interesting matching.
Oh, yeah. It's strange. Strange dude, but good. Good story. Another one of these. I was talking about Bruce Springsteen before. Lyle Lovett's a good storyteller as well. 26 past the hour on the DJV program. Victoria, Kara, Doug, and you enjoying now a focus on Kacey Musgraves. On the last day of her current North American tour, Musgraves delighted fans by reuniting with Harry Styles, Kara, during her concert in Nashville.
This is very exciting.
Did you see outtakes from it?
I did.
Yeah, what'd you think?
I liked
chemistry?
It.
Yeah. toward the end of the show, this is the real show. Musgraves brought out Stiles to help sing Space Cowboy from 2018's Golden Hour. The crowd, of course, loved every minute of this surprise duet. Sounds like Kara was in that group.
I was. I sent Victoria a message on Sunday, and I was like, in case you missed it. Yeah, it was. They sang on their last tour, so she opened for him on the last tour when he was the headliner, and so they did a duet then as well. And so this was her headlining tour, so she brought him back out. It was pretty cool.
Nice. Are they friends? And they must be friends.
They seem to be, or at least friendly, yeah.
Yeah. After the duet, Harry told the audience, quote, as a peer and someone I like to call a friend, it's always a pleasure and honor to share the stage with this lady. She's made a couple of my favorite albums, and it's an honor to be here tonight with all of you to say congratulations and round off this wonderful tour and a wonderful year. That's the first time that Musgraves and Stiles have performed together on stage. I mean, it isn't the first time. As you were talking about, Kara, last year Musgraves was the opening act for Harry's North American tour, the arena tour. They joined forces in New York for a cover of Shania Twain's You're Still the One. You got a copy of that there? I want to hear that. So where'd you get this copy? Did you record this while you were watching it?
No, it's on YouTube and all over the internet. Yeah.
Okay.
I wish I could have recorded it myself, but...
No. You didn't see them do this, though, right, Kara?
Live? No, they didn't do a collaboration when I saw them.
Yeah. All right. So that's a nice story about Casey Musgraves and Harry Styles here on the DJV program, where it's 28 after the hour.
I'm pretty sure our new house might be haunted.
What makes you say that?
The furniture is levitating. Oh, and the ghost.
Welcome home.
Yeah, that's spooky.
You know what's really scary? Missing out on GEICO for help with homeowners and renters insurance. GEICO makes it easy to save a bunch.
Great! You're not sticking around, right?
The party's just getting started.
Happy GEICO Week! Call today and see how easy homeowners and renters insurance can be.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
If you own an iPhone or iPad, you know these devices have some limitations. And so yesterday, we told you about the Jukebox Mini. It's a 7-in-1 adapter for iPhone and iPad, where you can connect things like a USB drive to your iOS device. Gabor Dooley from Jukebox Mini explains.
Jukebox Mini is a wireless hub for iPad and iPhone. It offers true wireless connectivity in an all-in-one hub. So for the first time ever, you can use a traditional mouse and keyboard on your iPad. We have a built-in browser, so you can basically do everything online on an iPad with a mouse.
And so that means for the first time, you can connect a keyboard or mouse to your iOS device. Check out the Dubox Mini at Dubox.com. That's Dubox.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The only thing is they were talking about, why didn't I give the information to Adam Schiff and his committee? And the answer is because I think Adam Schiff is the biggest leaker in Washington.
President Trump telling reporters why he didn't clue in Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi about his plan for the military to take out the world's most wanted terrorist, al-Baghdadi. The president traveling to Chicago to a police chief conference and praises the special forces in our military leading the mission who take out the top terrorist.
He was a sick and depraved man, and now he's dead. He's dead. He's dead as a doornail.
China trade talks and interest rate cuts drive markets up. On Wall Street, the Dow up 132 points, the Nasdaq up almost 83, the S&P 500 up almost 17 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Four after the hour here on the DJV program, words of wisdom, if you will, from the entourage. Even though Jennifer's not here, Victoria Keelan is, and Kara Schillen and I are sharing the story from North Carolina about the Lottery Commission's announcement. Story about a cancer survivor who got lucky in more ways than one, actually. After snagging a winning scratch-off ticket, Ronnie Foster, who lives in Pink Hill, North Carolina, found out that he won $200,000 in the lottery as he made his way to his final cancer treatment. It was, he said, I was happy because it was my last round of chemo, been battling colon cancer for about a year. Winning this made it my lucky day. There was also somebody who won $227 million. In the lottery. That person hasn't come forward yet, but this is a better story anyway. He's a retired Department of Transportation worker, bought the winning ticket at a convenience store in Belleville while on his way to the hospital. So you got to think somebody maybe is somebody, some entity. It was a dollar ticket. I don't know how scratch-off tickets are. Either of you buy lottery tickets? And the scratch-off
every
type.
Once in a while. Well, the scratch-offs, yeah, because Lewis always buys them for his grandmother because she likes them.
Is that
so
fair?
Yeah, so like he, yeah, so he, he Yeah, he likes it too. Right. So I don't think I've ever won more than $5 from one, though.
Oh, really?
Ever.
So he won. Well, he bought a $1 ticket, and he won $5, and he traded in the $5 ticket at the last second as he was going out the door. He decided to buy two tickets instead of one, and then he said he couldn't believe his eyes when he found out that he'd won. It's just, that's great. That's a great story. It's sort of a one of those things you think about. Okay, yep, I'm for that kind of stuff. The lottery then is kind of worthwhile. A lot of people throw stones at the lottery. There's another story. Lauren O'Malley and Jake Woodward getting married over the weekend. And they took their vows. You know how when you're oftentimes the traditional vows in sickness and in health. Did you say that when you got married, Victoria? I wouldn't know because I wasn't at the wedding.
No, we didn't have traditional wording like that. No.
You made up your own. Well, Brendan and Sophie kind of did that a couple of weeks ago as well. So they're both 27. O'Malley and Woodward are both 27 years old. They stood by each other's sides as they faced cancer together. Both of them have cancer. Can you imagine going into and not knowing whether you were going to live? They both look very cute together. It's kind of a nice, if you see their pictures, they said they didn't have the words to describe the joy and relief they felt to know that they were each other's. Apparently, O'Malley was a law student at Georgetown. When she passed out, was taken to the hospital, discovered she had a tumor the size of a cantaloupe in her ovaries. And then she had advanced ovarian cancer at that time. 50% chance of survival. Her prognosis wasn't as good as her progress, let's put it that way. Her cancer now, though, she had the surgery and she apparently is cancer free. Apparently he had trouble chewing and talking a year or so ago, had soreness in his muscles. He went to the hospital, and he went to get it checked out, and he apparently had a stroke. So both of these people, and the pictures of both of them in the hospital at different times. So the fact that they're doing okay now, nice pictures from the wedding, look like a sweet couple. Don't you love seeing those? I love that. I'm such a sucker for that kind of stuff. I really am, those sorts of stories. Ben Affleck is on a dating app called Raya. Is that how you pronounce it? R-A-Y-A?
The celebrity dating app.
Yeah, but that's not the biggest story with him going on right now.
Well, he went back to, apparently, he's back in rehab, right?
But is he back in rehab today? Because he was just filmed over on Sunday night, stumbling drunk on the street by TMZ.
Yeah. Well, I think that,
it was not a good look.
He connected with Jennifer Garner again. And I think that's the story. I saw it out of the corner of my eye.
No, she's with her boyfriend. They're co-parenting, but she hasn't taken him back. She's still with her hot boyfriend, and he's with some much, much younger looking girl in the video, and he's kind of hanging all over her, and she's drunk too, and he's drunk, and the whole video is just a mess. I'm sure Jennifer Garner woke up to that thinking,
Well, apparently he showed up at her house. I don't know if she was there or if she let him in or what.
What I meant, yeah, he showed up at the house. Thank you. You
clarified. It's just one of those things where I understand that they have kids together and that she probably still cares about him and wants him to live a healthy life, but at a certain point, it's like she took care of him long enough.
Exhausted.
You know, she should be able to move on with her life, and he needs to get his own help. There's only so long you can be somebody else's therapist when you know you're supposed to be their wife. So it's just sad.
It is sad.
It's sad
especially when you have so much to live for, in a sense.
Well, the other part of this that's really sad, only a few hours before he was filmed stumbling around drunk, he posted on social media, on Instagram, that he was, like, celebrating his 1 year of sobriety or something, and it was the same day that this happened. I don't know. It's very sad. How many times do you just keep going in and out of rehab before, you know, it kills you? I'm not wishing that on him, but I'm just saying, like, what's the inevitable end here?
It isn't. And how is it that you have... That's the thing. He's a good actor. He's good at what he does. He seems to find satisfaction. Or is it that kind of living that makes you a better actor?
Which is it?
Some of the most troubled people, some of the best actors are some of the most troubled people.
Yep.
Does that mean you can become somebody else? You want to become somebody else? It's just, it's, I don't know, it's sad. It just is, just plain sad. All right, it's Halloween week. What about Halloween candy? You ladies buying? You probably, nobody's going to come to your house, Kara, right? I'm going to guess.
No, nobody's. No, they're not normally coming around the apartment complex. My tip is I'm going to buy Halloween candy the day after. I'm going to buy it on November 1st when it's on sale.
And eat it yourself?
Yes, the kind of cheapskate that I am.
Really? So, the most popular Halloween candies that are being sold this year, there's a really an interesting mosaic of the United States and the candies that are most popular in each of the districts. Twix, for example, is the top candy being sold in Alaska for Halloween. Most popular choice in Georgia, Jolly Ranchers. Let's see here. In New York, it's hot tamales. I don't even know what a hot tamale is. What's that?
They're those little chewy. They look kind of like Mike and Ike's if you've ever had them. They're like the small cylindrical shape, and they're red, and they taste like cinnamon.
California is Skittles, number one there. Jolly Ranchers, I said, in Georgia. Candy corn
like
in Idaho.
That's like something that my sister used to give out as like a treat. Was Jolly
What's a
Ranchers.
Lemon head? What's a lemon head? No, that is Louisiana.
Yeah, it's just a...
Aren't they hard?
Yeah, they're hard, and then you suck on them for a while, and they get softer, and they're
Swedish
sour.
Swedish fish in
like
Kentucky,
lemon.
I don't even know what a Swedish
fish
is.
Are good. Yeah, oh, really? Yeah, you do. They look like they're red, and
fish.
They look like a fish.
Oh,
yeah,
gummies.
And they
they're
taste like fruit.
Yes, they're gummies. Yeah.
Butterfingers, number one in Massachusetts. Starburst in Michigan, number one.
I used to like Butterfingers.
Double Bubble in Montana. What the heck is a Double
Chewing
Bubble?
Chewing gum.
Really?
Yeah.
Saltwater taffy, Nebraska.
I don't understand people.
Saltwater taffy in Nebraska?
Yeah, right.
The most landlocked
<I know>.
Place.
M&M's in Ohio.
M&M's are
see
good.
Any other surprises you.
That's
Jolly Ranchers
choice.
In Utah. There you go. Okay, well, that's, I like candy corn, even though I know it's the sugariest. Yeah, I know.
There's no
even
flavor.
Taste like anything.
There's a new candy out this year that looks like somebody's eyeball.
That's I don't think that's a new candy.
Gross,
there are
really?
Only candies that look, yeah, they sell chocolates and all kinds of stuff that have like wrappers
creepy.
That look like eyeballs, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Okay, Chuck. You have fun sitting in your dark house by yourself.
40, that's, no, I'm not even going to be here. Where is, what is it, Thursday, Wednesday night? I'll do something else.
Thursday
night, okay. It's Megan's coming on Friday. I'll clean the house. That's what I'll do. Okay, where are we? At 44 after the hour, this is the DJV program.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Geico presents Monster Counseling.
Dracula, tell me how you're feeling.
No one understands how lonely it is. No one will even let me into their house. I knock and I knock, but they ignore me.
Uh-huh. What else?
I look in the mirror and I don't even see myself anymore.
If you don't see yourself clearly, can you really expect others to?
I'm having a breakthrough.
It's not easy to be a vampire. But with Geico, it's super easy to switch and save hundreds on your car insurance.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really neutralize cancer-causing free radicals? I'll be right back to give you the answer. Antioxidants do neutralize free radicals and convert them into harmless substances that can be eliminated. The body has a natural supply, but many foods are powerful antioxidants. Foods like oranges, blueberries, strawberries, grapes, spinach, kale, yes, that broccoli, tea, tomatoes, and Brussels sprouts all have natural antioxidants as well as vitamin A, C, E, and beta carotene, cozine, Q10, zinc, magnesium, and selenium, which is found in garlic. Well-known medical institutions like Harvard and the University of California, Johns Hopkins, Stanford all say these can make a very big difference and reverse the effects of aging. That's a powerful message, ladies and gentlemen, and the choice is yours. For more information, go to our website, AmericasHealthcareAdvocate.com, AmericasHealthcareAdvocate.com.
I'm Dr. Bob Arnott, and I treat pain with Salonpas. Before you take anything for back or joint pain, I recommend applying topical pain relievers first, like Salonpas Lidocaine Patch. Salonpas Lidocaine contains the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription. It blocks pain receptors, providing effective, long-lasting, and non-addictive relief. Also available in roll-on or cream. Look for the silver Salonpas box in the pain relief aisle. Salonpas, it's good medicine.
Sponsored by Hizamitsu.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlic.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlic, and it works.
I've been taking Garlic for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlic. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlic every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlic to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlic, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yes, Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Felicity Huffman, another name in the news today. After that exhausting 10 days in jail, she's been released 3 days. Not a joke. Why bother? That's just, why bother? Why bother?
What was she released for? Good behavior?
Yeah.
I mean, right. It's not like anyone expected her to behave badly in jail.
I always think that usually isn't it for overcrowding, but I think in maybe that's like city jail or county jail, but I don't know why federal prison. She was only supposed to be there for 14 days, then they reduced it to 13, and then she only stayed for 11. It's like, really? I don't know. Lori Loughlin's probably happy because whatever sentence she gets, it'll probably be cut down too.
Yeah. Here's the story of an old painting found in the kitchen of an elderly French woman, considered it an icon of not much importance. Well, it seems that the painting turned out to be from an Italian painter named Cimabue, C-I-M-A-B-U-E, and it was discovered in this woman's house. Somebody said, well, you should try to sell that. She was poor, and the thing sold anyway over the weekend for $26 million. Isn't it funny how these stories come up of this sort of thing? This was a world record price for what they describe as a primitive pre-1500 work. That means before this old 13th century Italian painter, a lot of the paintings don't even exist. They don't last that long.
Huh, my parents have some paintings that don't look nice in their attic. Maybe I need to try and see if I can sell them.
You know what, Kara, what's interesting is that they expected when they put it up on auction, it was going to bring $4 million, and it brought 21. 26.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Exactly. All right. Italian master, Cimabue. It's that's an interesting word, an interesting name. It's Cimabue. 10 before the hour.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Money pit time. Money pit. I'm going to a lower octave. Money pit. That's a higher octave. Okay. Tommy the K, Tom Kreitler is here, who's the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. It's a whole, like, there's a cult of people who follow the Money Pit. Everybody always wonders how I'm going to
do it. The cult is there's a lot of houses out there that need work, but we love them, and we got to toss some money at them, so let's do it smartly.
All right. This is, you probably got a good home, but maybe there are things that you are perturbed about. What about the whole business of Halloween, because this week is Halloween. I know you have some tips at the newsletter, moneypit.com newsletter, about what happens, the pumpkins, what do you do if somebody wraps your tree in toilet paper and throws eggs at your house. Those eggs are hard to clean off, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. And obviously, the quicker that you can get to those eggs, the better. We do have a bit of a cleanup guide to kind of help you get through Mischief Night on MoneyPit.com right now. So if you are unfortunate enough to have had a trick played on you by the Halloween tricksters, we've got some tips to help you.
My tip is when they throw eggs at you, get eggs and throw it back at them. That's the way to fix that problem. Fix it right up. One of the things we've had this weekend, probably you did too, horrible wind and rain. My God, it was. I had to work outside on the farm and get soaked. It was miserable. And when I came home, it was about dark, and because the guys had cleaned out all my gutters, and I have those screen things, whatever you call it, gutter protectors.
You mean gutter guards?
Yeah, gutter guards. But I noticed right over the front door, they were dribbling as I...
Well, yeah, despite the guard, it wasn't doing a good job. The guards were off duty.
Yeah, they weren't on duty, right. A lot of trees. If you've seen the way my house is, it sets this beautiful, magnificent, big trees all around it, which is great except for this time of year. So,
well, I think a lot of folks don't appreciate that the importance of having gutters first that are free-flowing and there. There's a lot of homes that don't even have gutters.
Yeah.
Is not just to keep the water from overflowing over your front door, but they actually provide an important element of structural protection to your home, because if you let all of the water that collects on the roof land at the foundation, you can displace some of that foundation. When the water gets under it, the house moves more. It's just like when you walk across the muddy field. You sink into the mud, but if it's dry, you walk sort of on top of the mud or the dirt, as the case may be. And the house does the same thing. If it's really wet around the foundation, it can cause some problems. And, of course, you've got slippery sidewalks and all of the other sorts of things that happen. It is really important to keep those gutters free-flowing. And there are, of course, a wide array of gutter, so-called gutter guards, gutter shields that are out there. I think the type that have very, very small holes in them, the mesh, seem to work pretty well. And I would definitely advocate the do-it-yourself version of this. One thing that troubles me about the entire professional gutter guard industry is that it's sort of like the aluminum siding salesman of years ago, right, where they would kind of get in the house, want to make sure that all the decision makers are present, and then sell you a bill of goods that either you don't need or one that you do need at an exorbitant price. So I think you need to be aware of that. I remember going to was a county fair or something, and they had one of the gutter guard companies there. And I always kind of play a little dumb just to kind of see what kind of pitch they're putting out there.
Do you remember movie with Danny DeVito?
Tin Man.
Baltimore,
It was a great movie. Right. But, you know, I'll ask him, well, how much do these cost? Well, it depends on, you know, your house. I'm like, well, I have a, and I sort of made up a house in my mind. I have a ranch that's 60 feet long and 30 feet deep. And, you know, well, how many downspouts does it have? I got to get out there. I mean, it's got 4 downspouts. You know, and even that, they still couldn't somehow possibly quote me
a price
without sitting in my living room, you know. Mm-hmm. So that to me means they're just trying to get the most as they can out of it, despite the product.
When you get the leaves off of and out of the gutters, where you're raking your yard, a lot of people wonder, what do we do with all of these if you're doing it yourself? And there are fabulous composting opportunities. I think I told you I've always had a compost pile. I'm now going to expand it. And this is a great thing. But if you got a garden, what do? But pile them up in a big pile behind the house, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great opportunity to start composting leaves now for next year's spring garden. You'll be way ahead of the game.
And put your food scraps, like if you have veggies and that sort of thing, especially, I don't know if I put meat there, but veggies help too, with all that bacteria grinding up. It's just great.
Yep, absolutely.
It's great for the garden. Tom Kreidler, check out moneypit.com. The newsletter there is fabulous information. 59 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.